International scrutiny on Venezuela, including through this High Commissioner's update, is needed more than ever now since the renewed crackdown on dissent following the presidential election. Amnesty International strongly condemns the arbitrary detention, torture, ill treatment, and violation of fair trial guarantees of close to 200 children. As we speak, dozens remain in custody. We call for unconditional release and immediate redress for them, and for all the over 2,000 people arbitrarily detained for political reasons. Abuses against children also include gross violations of obligations under the Convention of the Rights of the Child, including detention with adults and incommunicado detention. NGOs have never been so at risk as they are today. The threats facing human rights defenders and civil society have dramatically increased. Defenders are currently being harassed and even arbitrarily detained for their human rights work. Rocío San Miguel, Carlos Julio Ojos, Kennedy Tadea, Henry Gomez, and Edward Ocares are just a few of an ever-growing number of detained HRDs joining prisoner of conscience Javier Tarazona, detained since 2021. Renowned NGO Provia has been threatened for demanding accountability. And since August, the legislature has promoted and passed bills that gravely affect the right to freedom of expression and association. Mr. High Commissioner, we ask what concrete and measurable actions your office has taken and is planning to take to address these concerns. We call on states to fully support the Council's mandates on Venezuela and to take steps to ensure the implementation of their recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor.